world distress and fear, of national unrest and confusion, there stands a university of Christian hope, founded on the authority of God's Word, proclaiming Christ the way of salvation. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. All the evil folks on earth sleep in feathers at their birth. Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. Have you heard about our Jesus? Have you heard about his fate? How his mother went to the stable on that Christmas Eve so late? Winds were blowing, cows were lowing, stars were glowing, glowing, glowing. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. All the evil folks on earth sleep in feathers at their birth. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have got a manger bed. From the east then came the wise men, bringing gifts from hither and yon. For the mother and the father and the blessed little son. Shepherds left their fields and flocks and sat beside the ass and ox. Jesus, Jesus, rest your head. You have
If Christ had not been born, hearts burdened and forlorn must seek in vain peace to attain, if Christ had not been born. But now both hope and cheer God gives to us each year. To seeking hearts His grace imparts His love, for Christ has come. Christ Jesus was born in a stable, a birthplace of humblest degree, so that no one could say, "I am poorer, more lacking in comforts than he." His mother in swaddling bands wrapped him, the wardrobe of one, the divine, that no one could say of his raiment, "Christ's garments were better than mine." His home and his comforts were borrowed, no pillow for resting his head, but he lived and he suffered and sorrowed to give us true comforts instead. In glory his wealth had been boundless. He laid all those riches aside that we might have riches eternal, and with him forever abide. At 6 o'clock in the morning of March 20th, 1811, all Paris was aroused. The artillery was booming. It was announcing the birth of a prince. The cannon shot forth 100 volleys, to proclaim the fact that the great Napoleon had a son. Soon the city was filled with laughter and shouting as the people celebrated the birth of a prince. How different was the world's reception of heaven's royal child on the first Christmas day. The little town of Bethlehem made no demonstration of welcome. The world offered him nothing better than a barn. Yet the Lord Jesus one day will be King of kings and Lord of lords. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. This special program of the Music of Christmas was presented with the hope that in this season you may open your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from your sins. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.